pianist and arranger Pablo Zinger with members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, adding even more warmth to a Madison concert in June of 2014 with his arrangement of Oblivion, the Astor Piazzolla tango written in 1982 and recorded at the Playhouse in Madison's Overture Center by Audio for the Arts. Later this afternoon, members of the Red Cedar Symphony will include that tango in the inaugural program of their homegrown concert series at Bethany Lutheran Church in Rice Lake, with chamber music selections that include Beethoven's Archduke Trio. For the full program from pianist Sam Black, violinist Robin Fossum, and cellist Peter Neal, go to redcedarsymphony.org. A tango may be an obvious choice for Wisconsin classical performers who want to bestow musical valentines on their audiences, but this variety of hearts and flowers comes wrapped around instrumental ensembles of all sizes and colors. This weekend, the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra partners with the Wisconsin Trumpet Guild to welcome trumpeter Marc Guijon from the Paris Opera as soloist for the 1966 concerto by the French composer and music educator Robert Planel. Their concerts at the Century Theater in Stevens Point will also highlight opera overtures of Verdi and Wagner, as well as Mussorgsky's multifaceted Pictures at an Exhibition. You'll find the full schedule at cwso.org. Strings will offer a seasonal transition when the Civic Symphony of Green Bay takes the stage at the Meyer Theater on Saturday evening. From the Winter Concerto of Vivaldi's Four Seasons through the Voices of Spring Waltz by Johann Strauss II. This Songs of Movement concert will also include members of the Northeast Wisconsin Dance Organization, as they have choreographed the first orchestral suite of J.S. Bach. Bach's music had a visual pairing at the Peninsula School of Art in Fish Creek, when Midsummer's Music spun one of his trio sonatas through the Gwenzel Gallery. Thank you. flutist and Midsummer's Music co-founder Gene Birkenstock, along with violinist David Perry, cellist Walter Purcell, and chamber organist Stephen Alltop, with Bach's Trio Sonata in D minor from a July 2nd, 2004 performance at the Peninsula School of Art in Fish Creek, recording by Stephen Lewis of Chicago Digital. For more information on the Bach, Beethoven, and other works at the Meyer Theater this Saturday, visit gbcivic.org. In just a moment, Brahms has his heart in the Austrian Alps, which has given us his warmest symphony. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This weekend, the Madison Symphony Orchestra welcomes back cellist Alban Gerhardt for three performances of the 1956 concerto by Sir William Walton. Gerhardt will be speaking about it with Norman Gilliland on the midday this Thursday. Gerhardt was last heard in Madison 5 years ago, but the orchestra reaches even further back for its closing work. It's been 10 years since they've tackled the Brahms First Symphony, which some have always regarded as Beethoven's 10th. Audiences in 1876 had been waiting over 2 decades for the composer to shake off the weight of such expectations. But once the struggle to create that first symphony had been overcome, the second flowed easily, the product of a refreshing summer holiday on the shores of an Austrian mountain lake. We go 9 years back for this performance of Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major, John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra in Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major from an April 2009 performance at Overture Hall. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. All the details for the orchestra's upcoming performances, including program notes on the Brahms First Symphony and the Walton Cello Concerto, can be found at madisonsymphony.org. Charles Schulz once said, "All you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt." Add a Wisconsin classical performance to this Valentine's week, and you don't have to worry about chocolate. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.